Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The draft is in the rearview mirror. What is next? That's why we talked to Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Have you recovered? Have you recovered?
I have. I really have. It feels good to have that behind us and ready to move forward.
Mary Kay, it felt like a very sensible, very smart, very deliberate draft that had no trades. That was just kind of like, wow, the Browns went out there and selected their picks. And it looked like they got the right spot. So just your general overall feeling on the draft.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that they were looking for a spot. I think they let the draft fall to them. And I think they would have been happy with any number of players at 54. They were happy that Mike Hall was available to them because he did, of course, have that one superpower that they were really coveting and seeking. And that was the ability to rush from the inside. They were not interested per se in a Chris Jenkins or even a Mason Smith. They really had three defensive tackles that they had targeted, and Michael Hall was one of them. So they were very, very happy to get him.
I always love the local guy comes home to play for the hometown team, Mary Kay. That's fun. It's even better when it's a great fit. And I just love what Andrew Berry has done in adding talent on that defensive line, bringing guys back for this year, adding other pieces. And I would think that Jim Schwartz is absolutely giddy. They got to be done on the D-line, right? There are lots of new pieces.
I would say so. If anything, somewhere along the line, they could add another edge. But certainly they're done at defensive tackle. They were already pretty well stocked heading in. So now they're going to find themselves with a bit of a surplus there. But that's not really the point. You're trying to upgrade the talent at the position, not just have a lot of bodies there. So they think that Michael Hall, if he doesn't start right away, will work into that. But he's someone that I'm sure will be able to contribute from the jump.
What'd you think of the Zach Zinter pick, third round?
You know, they actually really do need to start thinking of a succession plan for Joel Bitonio. At any given time, Joel Bitonio, not heading into this year, but after this season or after the next season, he could be ready to say that's it. So I think it was a good, smart pick. If you ended up with, in that round, your next Joel Bitonio, well, that would obviously be wonderful. But I think at the very least, it appears that they probably got a good starting guard for the next decade.
I love the idea, Mary Kay, that they're stacking up people who might not play much, who will eventually be starters. And I wonder how many spots they have that with right now. But clearly on the D-line, clearly now on the offensive line, you have DeJuan Jones, Conklin, and Jedrick Wills. I mean, somebody, if all three of those guys are on this team when you get to the start of the season, one of those guys should be starting and won't be. And I think it's the sign of a good team. I just wonder, can you keep everybody fresh? Can you keep everybody happy?
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that plays out. I still do wonder how the tackle situation is going to go. But as we looked at last year, they got down to their fourth and fifth offensive tackles. So I think that they are probably going to need all of the good ones that they have because of injuries. And again, these guys are all coming off of knee injuries, so you never know exactly when they're going to be ready or if it will just be a smooth transition or trajectory the whole entire way. So I think they'll be fine, even though they have a little bit of a surplus there. And then at defensive tackle, they'll just rotate those guys. If all of them make the team, they'll use just a robust rotation and keep them fresh throughout the game. Jim Schwartz loves to do that anyways, is roll those guys in there. So they know what they're doing with those lines. They are built tough on the offensive line and the defensive line, and they believe that that is one of the best ways to sustain success.
Mary Kay, you and I have been on the same page about the wide receiver position for some time. My guess is a lot of people are tired of hearing me talk about it and you write about it. That said, should we keep talking about it and writing about it? Do they need another wide receiver? I've avoided putting together my list of free agents who are still out there who I think could come in and help this team. Another guy got cut today, Zay Jones in Jacksonville. Are they set there? Do they think they're okay? Or do they think they might be looking at a veteran still?
Well, once again, if something comes along that they feel is an upgrade somehow, then certainly they would take a look at that. But I think they feel pretty good about their receiving core right now. The only thing that they didn't necessarily add was just that sort of burner, a real super speed guy. But they have enough speed with what they have now to get the job done. And they will be running some different kinds of routes under Ken Dorsey. And it will take a little bit of a different skill set for what they're going to be looking to do. And I think they have what they need. And they also feel like Jamari Thrash is going to fit that Ken Dorsey skill set of a choice route runner, where it's sort of the Cole Beasley role or the Julian Edelman, Wes Welker type of role. So they'll have what they need, but they will always keep their eyes open for whatever else is out there.
I think it's interesting on the heels of today's news and what we're talking about at wide receiver, Greg Newsome gets his fifth-year option picked up. But what about Amari Cooper, too? Maybe take a look at that deal again? What are your thoughts there?
You know, at the owners' meetings, when we talked to Andrew, it seemed to me that he was possibly thinking about some kind of an extension for Amari Cooper. But I don't think right now anything is imminent. It could happen. It might happen. But I don't think it's something that they're clamoring to do right away. We'll see if they get something done before the season or around the trade deadline, or if they just kind of let it go. I'm not really exactly sure what their thinking is. Maybe they want to see how Judy is going to pan out a little bit before they decide what to do there.
And then going back to Greg Newsome's fifth-year option, your thoughts on that, and is it what it appears to be?
Well, I had been telling everyone that they were going to pick up the fifth-year option and they were not trading Greg Newsome, and I still hold to that. I do not see that happening. I don't think they picked up the fifth-year option so that they could turn around and trade him. I think we should take Andrew at his word. He has said over and over again that he has no plans to trade Greg Newsome, and I believe him.
I'm glad, because you need corners in this league, Mary Kay, and I think they've done a nice job of accumulating really good corners. And is he the best corner in the league? No. But is he pretty good? Yeah. And in a passing league like this, I think that's essential, especially if you're beefing up that defensive line, that cuts down on the time a quarterback, you hope, is going to have to throw the ball, which makes your corners even better. So it looks like a big plan has come together on the defense, and you're pretty good to go. Are they set at linebacker? Do you think they're okay there?
I think they're okay there for the most part. I do. I think they're okay. And in addition to what they had, they also added Nathaniel Watson to the mix, and he does bring a little bit more of that Sione Taki-Taki stout presence, maybe run defense kind of a guy in the middle, and he's super smart and just brings a lot of production to the table. So I do think that they added someone there who can probably come in and contribute right away on special teams and also try to maybe make a little bit of a mark at linebacker. But you have a couple other guys that might be able to step up this year too. Tony Fields has been kind of waiting his turn to show what he can do, and some of the other guys as well. So for now, I think they're okay.
Mary Kay, only because it's been in the news the last 24 hours too, a little bit of rumblings about the dome and meeting with the state and little nuggets here and there, trying to figure out what's going on with that. Are you hearing anything new on the Dome?
Nothing new. No, I know enough about it, and I don't think anything's really changed. I know what the plans sort of look like or entail, and I think they're still sort of in a due diligence mode at this point.
Okay, so we watched six quarterbacks, some of them not really highly thought of, go in the top 12 of the draft. We saw Atlanta take a quarterback at number 8 after already signing a guy for $100 million guaranteed. Some strange things at quarterback, Mary Kay. Does that open your mind to the idea of strange things happening at quarterback after this year if things don't work out with Watson? Or do you think Deshaun sees 5 years of this contract if by chance it doesn't go well?
Well, I will say that there's so much optimism in the building and amongst Deshaun Watson and his camp about how his shoulder is coming along, about what he's going to be like with that shoulder this year. No one's really worried about it. They believe that he's going to be really, really healthy this season. And if that's true, then they should be very good, and he should be good. He's got a lot of weapons around him, and it should go very well. If that's true, what everyone is saying, that he should be the quarterback of old with a healthy shoulder. So I think the Browns are looking at it like Deshaun is going to be here for the length of this contract and possibly the next one as well. So that's really what their mindset is at this point.
Which is ideal if it works out. So fingers are crossed that it does. And they have a backup in Jameis Winston who's as good as any backup in the league. You could make the argument, at least on paper.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, you can look around the league and see examples of if it doesn't work out, you pivot and you move on and you figure something else out. And sometimes you have to pay a very hefty price for that to happen. But teams know they have to do what they have to do if their quarterback situation doesn't work out. We saw Pittsburgh have to change. We saw Chicago have to make a change. We're seeing Denver having to make a change when they thought they were set. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. The hit rate, once again, is about 50% in the first round of the draft. So by rights, you know, you're looking at maybe only three of those guys really, really making it big in the NFL. And in the off chance that the Browns have to pivot and do something else, they'll find a way.
A couple of just kind of football-related stuff that's been going on. I want to ask you about the NFL letting the players wear those guardian caps during the regular season now that they're going to let them do that. Your thoughts on that? And I'm wondering, do they have to – I'm sure they're going to have to redesign the guardian hat if they want to wear it on their helmet to include the logo, I would think. I don't know what it would look like, but – your thoughts on that, and if players will wear?
I think some will, especially some that have had multiple concussions, and I think it's a really good idea, especially when you have, new things going on, like the new kickoff return rules, and, that was also designed for safety, but, you just never really know how it's going to turn out. So I do think that there will be a number of players that will be willing to do that, and I think it's really smart. Anything the game can do, anything the NFL can do to protect the brains and the health of their players, it's a good thing. It's a good move. I love that they're doing it, and I hope it has a tremendous effect on cutting down on concussions.
What does it mean, though, for the marketing game with the NFL? And, you know, just like those helmets represent the players. I wonder how they're going to be able to, how to do that, like, and still be able to, don't you think they need to get some veterans on board first to wear them during the games and then just make rookies? Like, I don't know. I think about, like, you know, face masks and helmets in the NHL, how they had to get the guys to buy in and then they grandfathered guys in. And then, you know, like maybe starting with next year's draft or the year after that new players coming in the league, it'll be mandated that they wear these. Like, I wonder how they're going to implement this.
Yeah, I really don't know yet how it's going to go. As you said, if a couple of cool guys start wearing them, then before you know it, maybe others will too. Because, I mean, I've watched them wear them in practice, and they look a little goofy. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They look a little goofy. But Would you rather look goofy or be goofy, right? I mean, let's be honest about the fact that brain health is so vitally, vitally important. And we need these guys to, you know, to be able to have a great life after football, and they need to be protected and taken care of.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. You know we read you every day in The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of those things that Mary Kay talked about, I want to touch on those with you as well. And you can talk back to us at 216-474-0092 or hit us up on social media, X at CLE Talking Heads.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay Cabot on with us just moments ago. If you missed the interview, well, it's so simple to go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app, or you can go to 923thefan.com and you can hit that rewind function there too. You can listen to all our entire interview with her that we just had just moments ago. But what we were talking about were those Guardian caps that the players wear, not Guardians, our baseball team, but Guardian caps that NFL players wear during practice. I know of one high school hockey team that wears those too. Now for high school play during their practice. And I'm just wondering, now that the league has adjusted the rules to allow players the option of using the Guardian caps during regular season games to protect themselves from, you know, brain injury, will they? Do you think they will?
Not necessarily. And I say that based on just more information that I've read about these. And the thought is this. Apparently, and this is according to the vice president of the league, a gentleman named Jeff Miller,
Okay. Actually,
and he's the NFL executive vice president. Mm-hmm. He has said that the caps have worked beautifully in practice, and they've reduced concussions by like 50% for the position groups that wear those, because I think it was the offensive line. They were mandated that they actually had to wear those. But here's the thing. He said there are new helmets that are this year available, new helmets that provide as much, if not more, protection than a different helmet combined with the Guardian cap. So you wouldn't have the, forgive me, different look. I'm not going to call it bad. It's a different look on your head with these things. You almost look like you're wearing some kind of a cooler on your head. But if they have a helmet, Andy, that looks like a helmet that provides the same, if not more, protection than a helmet and the Guardian cap, I would think the players would gravitate toward that. They also have said, though, and this is a concern that the two of us have had. You look at the Guardian cap, and it's just a blank color, you know?
Right.
And they have
In fact, one of them I looked at looks like the old-fashioned leather helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
They plan to, for players who plan to wear them in the game, if anybody does, put team logos on them.
So they'll repaint it so it looks like the helmet? Or
I would assume.
It's not like you can put a sticker on it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't put a sticker on it because they have indentations. It looks kind of like if you, anybody remember an ice tray that you used to put in the freezer?
Yeah.
Turn it upside down. That's what these things look like. You know, they have these squares, right, that are padding and protection. And so if you took the little ice trays, flipped them upside down, and put them on a helmet, that's kind of what it looks like to me anyway. Somehow they're going to put a logo on those. And if a player's going to use those in the game. That's why I think they're just going to gravitate toward the more safe helmets. And if you look around the league, some of the guys are wearing these different helmets already. Patrick Mahomes' helmet looks bigger than everybody else's. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
And George Kittle wears a helmet that's kind of elongated out front, the 49ers tight end. And it looks like it sticks out farther from his forehead than many helmets. And then you have the helmets, Andy, that have the big, like a piece right on the forehead where it will take an impact a little bit and move. You know, it won't. It's not just boom, you're colliding heads. It has a little give and take to it. With all of the developments that we've had, just in every which way, you know, in the game, in science in general, wouldn't you think they could come up with a helmet that helps significantly? And it looks like they're on their way to doing such things.
I also wonder, so, I mean, if you look at the Guardian site, the company that makes those, I'm sure there are other companies that make them. But
it's pretty cool, yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah, I mean, Guardian has, I didn't realize it, over 300 colleges, over 3,000 high schools, 750 youth programs, all 32 NFL teams, all 9 CFL teams, and then obviously they're mandated for practice. You know, they say that they reduce impact up to 33%, and that it's perfect for interior position groups. There is one version, the football scrimmage penny cap that they make that is kind of doesn't have the ice tray look that you're talking about. And I don't know if that's, you know, less protective, more protective. I don't know how that works in that situation, but I wonder if guys are going to wear these helmets.
Well, you mean the caps?
It's the cap, not so much the helmet.
Don't you think? I just think you're going to get a new helmet. That somebody's going to come up with something.
Well, you
really
wonder why they can't
it.
Have more of the Guardian, shock impact.
Yeah.
That helps her on the inside rather than the out. But then you come up with these giant helmets, and you look like you're from Spaceballs. And I don't think that's going to go over real well either.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not, fashion compared to brain trauma is. You know, there's no argument there, you know? And so I don't know. When I look at these things, I just think it's going to take one or two guys and someone with, unless they can come up with more, I don't know, I'm looking at just a more fashionable way to present those on top of the helmets.
Well, and keep this in mind. And
again, it's about, it's about NFL marketing.
And how do teams market themselves? Many teams use their helmet or their logo. You know, and the logo's on the helmet. So there you go. I think what you want to avoid, we threw this out when we were kicking it around before the show. Anybody who ever watched the Flintstones cartoons?
Yeah.
The Great Gazoo?
Yeah.
Who was, you know, like the...
Yeah.
He had that great big helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
It looked silly.
Yeah.
And the Great Gazoo...
Well, he did have a large dome,
real,
too.
Real terrible storyline by Hanna-Barbera.
It was Harvey Korman.
It was terrible.
Why? Just because? Would you think that's when the show jumped the shark with him? Is that what it was?
Can you jump a shark before Happy Days actually jumped the
Absolutely.
Shark?
Absolutely.
I don't think you can.
No, I think you can. I think that is a great
I don't
frame
believe
of
that's
reference
the way to, go.
To understand.
You don't want to look like the Great Gazoo. And it is Gazoo, not Kazoo.
The other part of the Guardian cap that I see that could be profitable is that when you do have that, you know, that inverted ice tray look, I just see all kinds of opportunity for advertising on the helmet.
On each little cube?
Yes. Or, you know, different ways to make the cube.
Oh, please.
An advertising point of. Sorry. You tell me you can't see that. If the NFL thinks they can make more money, Now, this all on the heels, too, Jeff, of, you know, the league talking about 18 games. Roger Goodell did that over the weekend, too.
Do you think more legislation when it comes to the way you're able to tackle is part of the solution to this? Or
going back to the concussions?
Yeah. Or is it incidental contact?
I think it's just head bumping on the line for the most part. I think
wide receivers and DBs who end up with these collisions that are just atrocious. Yeah, and they're scary.
Those high speed, high impact plays, I think, are the ones that we always want to talk about and we always want to look at. But if you're an offensive lineman who's getting, you know, your noggin rocked on every play.
Yeah, but they.
It's. I mean, they're, yes, they're not, they, but it's
but
still.
But they're kind of like going. They're not just putting their heads down and butting heads with each other. You know, like bulls out in the field. They're
right.
Actually.
But the game
their,
was
their heads
been
are
like
up
that
and anymore. they're looking, supposedly.
If they're doing it the right way. Correct.
Well, in theory.
I just don't know. I don't know the future for this. And, you know, there are a lot of different things that...
The future is the game is just brutal, and it's not going to get any less brutal. I can't imagine.
When I look at this, Jeff, though, I think about this, and just kind of forwarding this just a little, that the commissioner talking about playing 18 games and more head contact and more opportunity for injury. And, you know, and I also see, and I'll get more into this in a minute, too, but I mean... Check around on Friday nights. It used to be, you know, Thursdays they would play a freshman game. Friday nights would be the varsity game. Saturday would be the JV game. Pretty standard across our state, at least. Teams are having trouble fielding more than one team now. Schools that, you know, were gigantic powerhouses have found football to be, you know, not exactly the go-to sport for young kids now because of the concussions, because of what's going on in the game. And we're seeing these schools. We're seeing the state kicking around an 8-on-8 championship with, Northwest Ohio already has a bunch of 8-on-8 leagues, teams that are playing in the league. And, you know, I wonder what the future of the game is going to be like for American players and expansion there and trying to grow this game internationally. I mean, look at what we're talking about. We're talking about these helmets protecting players, but yet we have a decrease in youth playing football. And so, I'm looking at all that. I don't know. I want your opinions. I kind of want your thoughts on some of this stuff.
Thanks.
I'm curious what you think.
I think that the NFL is going to do everything it can to protect its product. And, Andy, and I think part of that is part of the international, I think, is a talent base. You know, I think they have to find talent elsewhere. And
I think you're 100% correct.
Do you?
Especially based on the numbers that we're talking about now, where, you know, schools are having trouble at the high school level and at the youth level, the numbers are down.
The Browns just signed a guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I don't butcher his name. His name is Roy Mbetika. Roy Mbetika.
Loud, fast.
It's Mbetika. Mbetika. That's his name. He's 6'8", 330. Okay? He's their international signer, their international player. And he was with the Giants in 2022 and has been around, so he's in that international player pathway program. There are 6'8", 330-pound guys all around the world. Can't you bring them in and teach them how to play guard? Teach them how to play tackle? There are really fast guys all around the world. You going to teach them how to cover kicks? I would think that there are guys around the world who, if they were exposed to the game, could come in and play. And not to take anything away from guys who learned their craft, you know, from the time they were in junior high on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 6'8", 330, you got a leg up on being an offensive lineman. And maybe they go that in that direction. I would think the skill position guys are guys who are going to end up being American born and bred. because in order to play the game, I think the skills are something you have to really come up with. However, like the Chiefs just signed some guy who's is a running back, kick returner, receiver, who's a rugby guy. And he said, hey, I want to try this. I want to see what this is all about. And those are the types of guys you might see, that those types of guys coming into the game. And 6'8", 330, aren't you going to take a look?
For sure.
Yeah. And so that's...
I will say this, though. With the popularity of the game right now...
Like basketball players who make the move and become right. offensive linemen. Or tight ends.
Yeah, that's...
Antonio
it.
Gates. Yeah. But Antonio also had a football background.
True. I look at this and I'm trying to figure out if this is a solution for the NFL if there aren't players there. You know, a lot of it, I think, started with a concussion where we're holding back, you know, kids in this country from playing football, but for safety reasons. And I totally understand that. But now, as you look forward and you see the NFL trying to do something like this, is the game's push for international play going to be the savior for the game down the road as far as having players? 216-474-0092. Could we look like the NBA? Could the NFL look like the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball? I think those are all out there. I just wonder if that will make it as appealing to folks that are all in right now.
I'll tell you why not next.
Okay. 216-474-0092.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, talk about the connection between Friday night's draft picks and the breakdown of the draft and the new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. You can subscribe right now at 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Gelsinger is going to join us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. That's coming up at noon, so we're less than 20 minutes away from that interview. And Jeff, I want to finish up the conversation we're currently having, then talk about some other NFL news that's going on. But you know, you had talked about the international game. I just think, you know, so the our conversation started like this. We started talking about the fact that players in the NFL are now going to be able to wear these guardian caps, and adding another layer of protection. And we know that the concussions have had an impact on the game here in the United States. And so now the players will be able to have the option to wear the Guardian helmet to maybe during games to maybe soften the blow on that. And we've seen the repercussions from concussion in the game trickle back down to the youth game, and then you see lower numbers in high school, and then you I like college football will always be college football to me, but I don't know about some of the, you know, if there's a program that's struggling, I think it's a lot easier for a college to say, you know, yeah, we're kind of done with football. Let's go play something else. So now you've got these numbers that are dwindling, and then the NFL's got to say to themselves, well, how are we going to replenish the players if we don't have the growth in the United States? And now we've seen over the last couple of years this kind of push to make the game more international. And, you know, obviously, you know, NFL stadiums in Europe right now, NFL-ready stadiums, yep, seeing games over there. And at some point, I got to believe that the NFL is going to say to themselves, okay, we need to find players from other countries that are going to want to start playing our version of football. And how are they going to do that? How are they going to entice players from around the world to not only want to be NFL football players, but to prepare to be NFL football players? I think that's part of the problem.
There's the key word.
Yeah.
There's the key word. Think about where football players come from right now for the NFL. Almost exclusively American.
Michigan and Ohio. That's right, Jim.
There it is. Yeah. Almost exclusively Americans.
Yes.
Some Canadians, some Australian punters.
Right.
You know, there's the Australian punter thing is a real deal.
Right.
And you see some other guys, you know, the Scottish Hammer. Okay, there are guys, but they end up in the States and are usually, you know, at colleges and punting and whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe kickers. The international influx of players, I don't think is going to happen except for, like, the guy the Browns just signed, 6'8", 330. Can we teach this guy how to block? Because other countries don't play our sport. They just don't play it.
Now.
That's the point. How long would it take them to get up to speed where they become a feeder system for American colleges? I think it could be a long time. I mean, like 30, 40 years. I mean, think about it. I mean, where do they play football at a high level? Anywhere in the world.
I'm going to say
football. Okay, not like rugby where you punt the ball like an Australian does. Football. Where do they play football?
Here.
I don't know anywhere.
Canada, kind of.
And that's it. So I think that's though, it. As opposed to like the NBA, where they play basketball starting at, you know, little kids' age all around the world.
Right.
And that's why the international players are so good in the NBA. Like our players, they've played since they were little kids.
But if you... First of all, I think a little of this goes back to week 18. Right, because the commissioner talked about that too, that if you think you're going to 18 games, you probably think you're going international. You probably are assuming you're going to have teams that are going to be based in Europe. You're going to end up with two bye weeks.
Why do you say that?
Because they're building the stadium.
By one game.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that one game is going to be because of an extra bye week, trying to push the Super Bowl, the President's Day weekend, and having teams that play regular season games in Europe. Now you're creating the base for young kids in Europe to want to play American football if they look up to those guys as heroes, or they start to like the game, or they start to learn the game.
But if there's no structure for them to play the game in, and in most countries,
I'm going to give you an example of how it works a little bit. I think NFL...
Look at how difficult it's been for our country to develop soccer players who can play at that level. And we now have incredible youth soccer.
So I'm going to give you an example of how I would think the NFL, the model for them could be Columbus in hockey. And I'm going to tell you how that worked. So growing up, I would say until the end of the 80s, there was really the only high school hockey in Columbus, for whatever that's worth. There was maybe some junior stuff going on down there, was Upper Arlington. Then somewhere along the and Upper Arlington played at Ohio State. And that was it. They were the only team in Columbus that played. When the NHL decided they were coming to Columbus with the Blue Jackets, they made a concerted effort to try to teach more hockey, to get more hockey into Central Ohio. They have gone from one high school hockey team to, I know there's at least half a dozen, and there's junior teams left and right. The Blue Jackets AAA team. There are teams that are playing out of Columbus now where the growth of that game directly related to the Blue Jackets playing NHL hockey in Columbus because they wanted more. Last year, you finally had a state, first time ever, you had a state champion, not this past season, but the season before, where you had a state champion from Columbus. So the model would be, I would think, very similar. Hey, we want an NFL team in Frankfurt. Well, we're going to start to grow your youth leagues with flag football because that's what they're doing here now too. Is they're trying to embrace the flag football part of this, and the NFL's behind a lot of the youth flag football leagues here in Northeast, even in Northeast Ohio right now. Like I was talking to a guy that coaches not only high school football, but he's coaching flag football in the West Geauga area, where all of those teams are now based on NFL teams. Where, one team is the Browns, one team is the Steelers, one team is, So for them to make it work, the NFL needs to look at that model. They've already got the feeder system going there a little bit with the flag football. I mean, we've seen them try to grow flag football right before our eyes. I don't know how you can miss it during any game. They talk about flag football all the time. We see flag football championships. We see this starting to grow. And for the NFL to make this work and to get more kids involved, they're going to have to pump money into those markets where the Frankfurt Galaxy is going to be playing, where suddenly, maybe they get academies there to start playing high school football
That sounds like a 15, 20, 30-year plan.
And maybe that's what it is. But the NFL's got to do something, Jeff, because the numbers are going to dwindle at some point. And if we take the college game and skew it down even more, By having a super league, happens to all those other leagues on the outside?
College football's going strong still.
Look, we're talking about schools that are dropping, universities that are dropping off the face of the earth right now because they can't afford it because enrollment's down.
Yeah, but college football's still going strong.
And it will at the highest level. I don't see it going away at the highest level because there's still going to be outstanding football players out there that are going to be able to get to the field and still want to play football. But can't you see that? I don't know another model for the NFL not to look at. Now, my question is, is the reason the NFL is so popular in our country alone is because it's basically Americans playing. Is that a big reason why the NFL is such a big deal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it's history and tradition.
And what happens if you try to make it like...
And we love the game.
But what happens when you try to bring that mix of like what we watch in baseball or we watch in football? Or I'm sorry, in basketball or baseball.
If a guy can play your game, a guy can play your game. And he's embraced. Anybody not like Jose Ramirez because he's not from Iowa?
Nope. He's not?
Nope. We all love Jose. Why? Because he can play the game. Same thing, Luka. Dan has like posters of Nikola Jokic in his room with hearts all over him.
Next to his Farrah Fawcett poster?
No.
Every game he does something that causes me to cackle out loud.
See? Dan doesn't care that he's not from Tallahassee.
I'd like to go to Croatia. You've seen pictures of Croatia?
My sister-in-law went last year.
Supposedly an incredible vacation spot.
He's here when Croatia exists, I have no idea, but I enjoy it.
You and I both know why he's here. Cha-ching. Guy doesn't even like basketball.
He enjoys it, but he also enjoys racing horses.
He won the NBA Finals last year and said, what do you
think? It's a nice hobby, kids. I like this.
Remember what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can go home.
Because I've got cash.
Have you ever been to Croatia?
What did you think about Roger Goodell saying on the Pat McAfee show about 18 games? That's it. He wants to get rid of preseason.
There's a stunner.
Well, I got to believe that we're there, though, and getting to President's, playing Super Bowl on President's Day. How far away do you think we are? There's a CBA that comes up.
Throw this one at you real quick?
Yeah.
I know that made headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we've been talking about for about 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know why.
18 games, two games in the preseason.
But when the commissioner
starts... Go to the President's Day?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about that for like 3 years.
But when the commissioner says it, it has more impact.
But why have we all been talking about it? Because the NFL's kind of been leaking it out. Now the commission says it, and we're supposed to, oh, my God, 18 games. We're going to play till President's Day because you get a day off after the Super Bowl. That's great. We've been talking about that for years. But okay.
Two bye weeks.
Again, just the presence of the NFL. Roger said it, so by God, here it is. It's news again.
Jeff, would they have 250,000 people in Detroit to watch someone come out?
I think it was 337,000.
All right, so
412.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Redpen. To see someone come out and say someone's name. That's popular.
It's beautiful.
I mean, Coachella did pretty well, too. I mean, drunk in public has a lot to do with some of these things.
How many bands did you have to pull in for that, though?
I mean, how many humans did we have to make show up to build a stage in the middle of downtown Cleveland? Put music out there so that we can all be drunk in public and boo somebody. And then sit in his chair. And have various people sit in a chair. So then he had two people on the stage that got booed.
I don't. Why, do you think it's overdone?
What do you mean?
Do you think the draft is overdone? Do you think they shouldn't do it the way they're doing it now?
No, it's
a giant party now.
Such a party now, it's nuts.
Hang on, let me check the NFL's checkbook.
That's not
Yeah,
bad.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, they're
going
to keep going.
I didn't ask you if they should do it. Asking you, is it overdone? Is it just silly what they do now?
It's been silly forever.
I mean, it's not like they win back-to-back ratings days. It's not like the NBA doesn't think, hey, let's take a page from the NFL. Now we're going to have the second round on day two of the NBA draft.
That's why my opinion's meaningless. It's like, okay, wait a minute, hang on, check. Oh, look, the check came in. Okay, never mind. We're doing it.
I mean, you were talking about the Flintstones before, the episode with Fred Flintstone using the toothpicks to keep his eyes open. That's going to be watching round two of the NBA draft.
At least it's not seven rounds anymore.
Or how many they used to have? Like in the 70s, they had.
Oh, they had a lot.
It was ridiculous. Anywho, 216-474-0092. That's the number.
They only had five teams.
But they still had 127 rounds. Sirius XM, NBA Radio, Brian Geltzire is going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Cavs playoffs. Tonight, Game 5, Cavaliers Magic here. Ready to roll? We are.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.